Russia is flagrantly violating the truce with Ukraine. A gift catalog is addressing child trafficking, and a prison ministry sees a dream come true 15 years in the making. That's exactly what happens in one of our stories today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ukraine's doing what it can to be ready for the war Ukraine believes is coming. Russian troops and equipment are moving across the border. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been throwing around rhetoric designed to divide, and it's working. Wayne Shepherd serves on the board with Mission Eurasia. He says,
in Russia, the Moscow Orthodoxy is totally behind President Putin in this regard. And even those who are coming in to fight from Russia are referring to themselves as the Orthodox Army, persecuting evangelicals.
But the evangelicals are the ones responding to the needs of the thousands of internally displaced people.
Just like the Macedonian church that Paul talked about in Corinthians, I saw the church in Ukraine giving generously out of its poverty. They responded with everything they have to meet this crisis.
At our website, we'll link you with Mission Eurasia so you can provide prayer and support, because action is critical now.
In times of crisis and fear, where do you turn for answers? And that's when people are receptive to the gospel, and we're seeing that happen.
Next, what would it be like living in a construction site? Iraqi refugees are finding out firsthand. They're suffering from disease and infections. Many are children. One young girl got an infection after stepping on a nail. Another had an ear infection so bad she couldn't talk. A ministry assisted by Christian Aid Mission, Your Link to Indigenous Missions, is spreading the gospel while handing out medicine, food, and blankets. But they don't have enough. Visit our website to help them out. This is Mission Network News. More than 1.2 million kids are bought and sold every year. Two-thirds of those worldwide transactions are for sexual slavery. Well, next week, you can do three things to fight it in the Dominican Republic: pray, shop, and give. Family Christian store Steve Biondo says all of next week's profits are going directly toward a rescue operation in the DR.
I'm going to be as bold as I can to say, help us. We need to get this work done. We need to press back darkness. We need to introduce the gospel. And there are all kinds of opportunities that the Lord puts in front of us. We would just ask folks to prayerfully consider this one.
Family Christian and Destiny Rescue hope to kick off their big project next spring, but they need your help. Get details and get involved at missionnetworknews.org.
This is our generation. This is our time. This is our watch. And we know these things to be true, and we need to take deliberate action.
Meanwhile, a 15-year dream is coming true. Crossroad Bible Institute, a ministry that helps prisoners, is taking the next step in developing their international college. The next phase will be working toward a two-year degree plan. CBI found the higher education an inmate receives, the lower their relapse rates are. The college will help students to have a well-rounded education by including the gospel. Pray CBI's next stage will go smoothly and for many students to join. And has a waitress ever asked you if you want clean or dirty water? Of course not. Nobody wants to get sick from drinking dirty water, do they? Yet, this sickness is the second largest cause of death in Loganoff, Haiti. Steve Edmondson of Starfish.
It's not that they have a choice. There is no clean water for them. It's not like they have clean water on one hand, dirty water on the other hand, and they opt for the dirty water. There is not a choice. When they're thirsty and when they're dehydrated and they might die from that dehydration, they'll just go ahead and drink the dirty water.
Starfish has been blessed to distribute biosand filters in Loganoff, providing access to clean water for nearly 5,000 people. These filters go hand in hand with the gospel.
So it's not the gospel over here and the water filters over there. What we do is a tangible expression of love, and it's a tangible expression of the same gospel as we proclaim.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They provide us with a lot of stories about the persecuted church. Well, you can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner on the right side. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.